Hey, Teddy Wong. How you doing? Thought you was coming earlier.
We did come earlier, man. We waited until now to make ourselves known.
But you just been hanging out in the bushes out here? It's pretty spooky.
We've been listening.
Listen, I called you Wongs here tonight for a reason.
We know your reason.
You gonna join us?
No.
You gonna join them?
Stay back. Don't fuck with the Wongs. No, the Wongs aren't joining anybody. Yet.
What do you mean by yet?
We'll decide what's right when the time comes. The Wongs will wait and see.
When what time comes? What is it? What do they mean?
Where'd
they go?
I don't know.
Hey, get back here. No, get the fuck out of here, you chink assholes. Hey, man, no sweat. They can't hear me.
Don't fuck with the Wongs.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Midnight Mixtapes. And if this is your first night, then just plain welcome. We start off the show with Jimi Hendrix and Stone Free. Cool fucking song. Just, it gets me kind of riled up and ready to play, you know? A lot of fun and just great musician there. Jimi Hendrix, awesome. And we started off with one of my favorite movie clips there from The Wanderers, you know, don't fuck with the Wongs. If you haven't seen The Wanderers, it's a movie that came out back, I think, in 79. It's about this great, like, you know, street crew, like greaser crew, kind of 50s feel movie. Kind of like Deuces Wild, but back in the 80s, kind of their take of it. It's pretty sick. It's awesome. The Wongs there were like the most badass Asian greaser gang I've ever seen, you know. It was one of those movies where they didn't put down the Asian gangs and really made them look like fucking cool and crazy, like ninja status and, you know, and greasers. It's pretty fun. Wanderers, check it out. So thanks everybody for joining the show tonight. Let me throw out the website to kind of get this out of the way. It is midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com. Also, facebook.com/midnightmixtapes for all our posts and comments. You can also email me directly. It's midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. Cool. Out of the way. Thanks for coming back. This is the Monday show. Usually, I play a lot of new hits on Mondays, but honestly, the only thing that came out was really of interest to me coming out tomorrow was the new Smashing Pumpkins. And tell you the truth, I was so disappointed. There was only one song off the whole album that I kind of sat through, maybe even halfway sat through, and it's just not my cup of tea at all. I expected more out of Smashing Pumpkins, you know, and Billy Corgan. He made it seem like, I read an article online, and he was saying that the last album sucked, which was I think, Zeitgeist, and this one's going to be amazing. I think it's a little more the opposite. The last one was better than what this one is. This is just too, like, just experimental on my end, too just real whiny. I mean, the songs just kind of are not Smashing Pumpkins that I expect and like. I get it. That's his thing, you know, with Swan and all that, but it's called Oshenia is the album. It releases tomorrow. It's really a whole different take on what Smashing Pumpkins has been doing. The only song on there that I think it's worth listening to tonight is Pale Horse. So I'm going to play that song, Pale Horse. It's a little different take there from what I expect out of them. Give it a listen, and then honestly, you decide if you want to listen to the rest of the album. It's your call. I think it's a pass. I don't think it's a buy. But I'm going to start off with Pale Horse, and then we'll get into tonight's deal.
Take away that Thorazine. come back. Please come back. Pale horse, please come back. Please come back. Please come back. Pale horse, please come back. Please come back. Please come back. Pale horse, please come back.
Smashing Pumpkins with Pale Horse off the new album coming out tomorrow, Oceania. Am I the only one that thinks that they sound a little too much like early Radiohead? You know, he trashes Radiohead here and there online, but it kind of sounds like them. So I don't know. I'm not digging it. I'm not really liking it. But like I said, this is the only song I really kind of sat through and was decent off the album. Look, our tastes are going to be different. Obviously, we differ, but if you're a fan of what I'm listening to and kind of what I've shown on the show, you might not dig it as much. Really, it's a little too light, a little too kind of progressive, I guess, in my end. I didn't enjoy it at all. So for me, it's a pass. Who knows? If you like the song and you dig this new style that he's into, great. Go out, look for it. It launches tomorrow. All right, so that out of the way. Tonight's more of a Freddy's Favorites kind of show. I'm going to play songs that I just want to play and really show you guys. Kind of like what I started off doing at the beginning on episode one. Just showing you some bands that I enjoy, some songs and artists that you might know of or might not know of. So I'm going to kind of make it like a run and gun kind of deal. I'm going to talk real quick about them, play the tunes, and kind of give you a big kind of like, you know, jumbled up different mix than we're accustomed to here. Don't worry, I'm still going to have topics and request shows here and there, but you know what? Yesterday was Father's Day, and I felt like I just needed to have something just for me, something some fun. So, again, thanks for joining me. And tonight I'm going to start off the show with a rockabilly set. So I'm a huge rockabilly fan. Kind of start off the show with, you know, Don't Fuck With The Wongs. And I'm telling you, I'm a big fan of rockabilly because it's I think one of the most influential styles that kind of shaped everything else to come after it. You know, if you think about it, in that time from the 50s, some early 50s to the 60s, rockabilly was like the punk movement, you know. It was in your face, real sexual. It was just out to the teenagers' angst and rage kind of coming out in their own style. And it kind of blended, you know, that traditional bluegrass and, you know, country, if you would, country western, and then melded it into the new style of rock and roll. And we have, you know, stars like, you know, Elvis and, you know, Billy Riley, Jerry Lee Lewis, just Cal Perkins, it goes on and on, Gene Vincent, and they just became phenomenal, you know, artists after that. And Johnny Cash was in that whole realm too. So I think I'll start off with the rockabilly set, and the first song I'm going to start off with is a song called G. I Love That Girl. It's by a group called The Crows, and great song here. I heard this song for the first time ever when I was younger watching the movie Cry Baby. And it became one of my favorite go-to songs. It's like a doo-wop rockabilly tune, but it's a lot of fun. Kind of start off this little set here. So here we are, and G.
Squeeze me, never let me go. I'm not taking chances because I love her, love her so, oh, 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 dear. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Cause I love a lover so.
My love, oh gee. Well, oh gee. My, oh gee. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please. Listen to me. Hear my plea. Oh, I love that girl.
Love that girl.
Black slacks, really are keen black slacks. Make a cool daddy, oh. When I put them on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks, mostly in the head, black slacks. Well, that's what I said, black slacks. I'm the cat's pajamas, cause I run around with crazy little mamas. Well, the girls all look when I go by. It's what I wear that makes them sigh. Black slacks, I wear a red bow tie. Black slacks, they say me, oh my. Black slacks with a cat chain down to my knees. I ain't nothing but a real cool breeze. Black slacks, black slacks, black slacks, black slacks, black slacks, make a good daddy, oh. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. When I put them on, I'm raring to go. Black slacks, black slacks.
Gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as
yeah. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle as what.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I've got a gal 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle
as yeah. My gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Yeah. Well, she walks all night, talks all day. She's the kind of woman gonna have her way, but my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodle.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Kind of
That's rockabilly doo-wop set with the Tuttle Sisters, released back in 1960 with In the Middle of the Night. Nice, sweet little tune there. Had the ladies singing about a date, ending the night with, you know, front porch and all that. Cool, kind of nostalgia feel of the 50s. I really enjoyed that tune. I hope you guys did too. And before that, we had Red Hot. And Red Hot, another fun song, got that nice growly, kind of just boppy feel. I love that song. And it's by Billy Lee Riley. It's a great tune, just red hot. It's fun, a lot of fun. Before that, we had Black Slacks. And Black Slacks is a song that's been covered by even Elvis. But the version we heard there was by Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones. Cool tune, just for a night out in the town. Black Slacks gets the party started, you know? And then to start off our whole set was G by the Crows. So I hope you guys enjoyed that little set there, a little extended set, but again, it's kind of my favorite tunes that I want to just show everybody. I'm going to take a leap in the forward in time when it comes to this kind of music, and we're going to play a psychobilly block. So psychobilly is kind of a mix of like punk music and rockabilly, and you kind of get that feel from the roots there. You still have, you know, upright basses and that play of that country western feel. The cool thing is that it kind of started, you know, like with the Cramps and those kind of bands there in the early 80s and late 70s with that feel, like even with the Misfits, that whole deal of Halloween and vampire bats and ghouls and zombies are fucking cool. So the rockabilly punk kind of psycho scene kind of ran into that whole horror theme, which is great, of the old monsters, you know, like the Frankenstein, and Dracula and all that. And the first song we're going to play here is by a band called the Horror Pops. Lead singer as a female, and also plays upright bass, which is great. And the name of the song is Walk Like a Zombie. Kind of introduce everybody into that genre. And here it is, Walk Like a Zombie.
Yeah. need a bug, so lean back, have some fun.
Oh yes, my love, but first just this last one.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your heart. I need you by my side. Long way down.
Another one going underground.
Why can't we cut the ropes and let that poor fool go?
Don't you go getting weak on me, not when I need you so.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me with all your.
Trust me now, believe in me. Forevermore you love, you have pledged to me.
We stood on the cliffs on a starless night. I held your hand in mine. So stand by me, where are your heart? I need you by my side. We'll stay home. I call this day our own. Listen to a record and watch the candle burn. I'm feeling kind of drowsy, there's blood on the floor. And when I'm gone, you still will have my love forevermore. My love forevermore.
That was a great song. That was awesome. I love that song. That was Hillbilly Moon Explosion. And that was featuring a singer from a different psychobilly band named Sparky. He's from Demented Art Go. And Demented Art Go was a song we heard before then. And we'll get to that in a sec. But that the song there was Hillbilly Moon Explosion. And it's a collaboration with... the Hillbilly Moon Explosion is from Sweden. And the singer's Italian. And you kind of hear her accent and her voice. It's a great, awesome tune. It's kind of like this Bonnie and Clyde feel. This couple that is kind of finishing off a murder and whatnot. And it's called My Love Evermore. It's a great, awesome tune. It shows you how psycho can be a little more elaborate than just that straight run and gun kind of just rock and roll feel, which we had in the previous songs. So a great tune there. Look them up. Hillbilly Moon Explosion. They have great stuff out there. Another cool song that I enjoyed from them is from the debut album. And it's called Buy Beg or Steal. And it's a great tune there as well. So look it up. Hillbilly Moon Explosion. All right. So then we had Demented Art Go, which featured Sparky, the lead singer. We hear that growly voice just going after it with this song called Stake in the Heart. And it kind of goes back to the whole feel talked about, you know, the Halloween kind of vampire feel, you know, sticking the heart and kind of just going after it. A lot of fun. And then before that, the first song of the set was the Horror Pops with Walk Like a Zombie. So I kind of just kind of spoon-fed you a little bit of psycho, slowly kind of went into, you know, the smooth, kind of fun, growly, angry Demented Art Go, because Demented Art Go can be vicious. Some vicious shit. You can listen to their stuff. And then ending it with the Hillbilly Moon Explosion, kind of, again, just a more elaborate play on psycho. I'm hoping you guys are still hanging in there with me with these songs. These are some of my favorite tunes, and I hope they become some of yours. So we're going to move on to a totally different genre of music here and step over to more just alternative stuff. And I'm going to play a song here by Army of Anyone called Goodbye. So this is a song that came out a few years back, about 4 or 5 years ago maybe. And it's a great tune. One of my favorites. Everything else is okay. I just like this one song. Came off their first album. And here it is with Goodbye.
Thank you. I wanna climb, but I got
that was Check My Brain by Alice in Chains. Awesome, awesome set there. I loved it. We started this, we ended that set with Check My Brain by Alice in Chains. Great new sound, good vibe with a new singer on board. Love it. Before that, we had Stone Temple Pilots with Big Bang Baby. Kind of a, one of those songs that you kind of find hidden inside one of the albums. Yeah, we know them from all their big hits like Sour Girl, Plush, Vaseline. The list goes on and on and on and on. But I love this song. It's kind of like that. That kind of like just straight up rock and roll. Kind of just bop your body to it. Love it. And then before that, we had Army of Anyone. So kind of tied into it because I know that some of the members from, you know, Scott Wallen did his own thing with Velvet Revolver. Was gone drugs and out of control for a while, and so Army of Anyone makes up, you know, this band, the leftovers from STP kind of made up Army of Anyone. So a great little compilation there from the band members of Army of Anyone. Good song, goodbye, good rock and roll feel, dig it. So I hope you guys are still awake or still listening to the show. I'm going to play this last block here. I won't say too much. I'm just going to jump right into this last set, and then we'll kind of close up the night. So thanks for hanging in there with me. And again, just let me know what you think of the show, any concerns, anything, any hate mail, whatnot. It's going to be at midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. And like I said, feel free to let me know what you think. This is just, I'm trying to get this rolling as best I can. So with everybody's input, it'll be much better. So I'm going to start off the next set with a Joy Division song. Awesome, awesome song called A Means to an End. Here we go. We'll be right back.
you've always been told.
The end of the show here, ending that last set with Morrissey, and off of the Refusal album, you get All You Need Is Me. I hope you enjoyed that one there, one of my faves. Before that, we had The Sounds with Song with a Mission. I love The Sounds. I've mentioned The Sounds a few episodes ago. They're from Sweden. Check them out. Seek them out. They're awesome. And that was, again, Song with a Mission. Before that, we had Joy Division. So just playing out love, Joy Division. Cool little tune here. It kind of, this little block kind of fits together. I hope you guys enjoyed the set here with this new kind of new wave kind of, you know, feel music here. I dig it. I love it. I hope you guys do too. So we're here at the end of the show. And like I said, this is more of like a Freddie favorite show. I'm just kind of sitting here playing stuff that I really like and really like showing people. And it was a very variant mix. Now, I'm still going to have topics and themes or whatnot coming along the show, but I really want to throw this out here and have some fun with it. And if it's not fun, I'm not going to keep doing it. So I kind of just have to go with that message when I do these shows. So again, thanks everybody for the support. And again, visit our website. It is midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com. Also, like us on Facebook, where I post most of my topics and themes. And you can also leave me anything, any remarks or whatnot, through the Gmail account. And the Gmail account is midnightmixtapes@gmail.com. And one thing I forgot here, on the website at midnightmixtapes.podomatic.com, you can subscribe to the show via iTunes and RSS feed. So whenever I launch any updates or new episodes, you'll get them first before anywhere else. I do post them on Facebook as well, but really the subscription is where you want to go. Okay, thanks everybody for hanging in there with me. And the last song, the last pick for the night, is going to be a favorite of mine. And it's called Please Give Me Something by Bill Allen. I started with rockabilly in the beginning, and I love this tune. It kind of just kind of pumps you up. And I used to love listening to this song with a group of my friends, and we would just kind of, you know, do the stroll and dance around to it and bop around, you know, just enjoying this hit. It's something you want to repeat like 3 or 4 times just so you can kind of make sure you didn't miss it. You know, such good of a song that you play and you go, shit, that was so short. So much fun. So I hope you guys enjoy the song here and take with you a little more knowledge on my taste in music. And if you didn't like any of these songs, too bad, because it's my show. Or if you did, let me know. Again, this is just a show about, you know, learning about new music, stuff you haven't heard or stuff you have heard but just haven't heard in a while. Remember, we're trying to stay away from just the normal here. So this is going to change up and mix up. Thanks for bearing with me. Again, I'm Freddie, and this has been the Midnight Mixtapes. Good night.
See where I'm going to, my baby, tomorrow.